Well, we're delighted that he's coming to join us. I mean, he's had a really, really good first half to the season up at Sunderland, where he's scored 12 goals in 18 games. And we just thought, you know, if one area where we're a little bit short with the long-term absentee of Codger, that an experienced centre-forward of somebody his quality, then we were in a position to act, and thankfully the club have got it over the line. So it may be a bit early for him tomorrow because he hasn't done anything for a month. I think he's been on gardening leave, should we put it that way. So he hasn't done anything for a month. So, you know, we're just weighing up now whether to involve him or whether to give him 10, 11 days training. So when he does get his chance, he hits the ground running.
Mm-hmm. And with him and with Tuanzebe in there, when they're both fit and available, and everybody else is as well, you've got some decisions to make.
Well, look, Mark, for me, a month ago against Birmingham, which was only against Middlesbrough, we had 9 people missing. We were calling up a young lad on the day of the game to fill the bench. And I think that is every manager's hope, that your squad is strong enough. And thankfully, when you look at the problems that we have had over the year, the squad of players has been the most important thing to me. And of course, still being able to mount a challenge, which we're doing at the minute. If we hadn't had that squad depth, and that's the one thing I have to say, and I think the players are intelligent enough to know that we've got a really very, very good squad of players, which is always the manager's best weapon. Because, as I said, a month ago we had 9 people missing and managed to go to Middlesbrough and win 1-0. You know, most clubs in this championship wouldn't have been able to achieve that, or achieve what we've got so far, which is in the top 6 where we want to be. So the more players you've got, good players, then the easier. And yes, I get paid to make decisions, but I'd rather have them decisions to make than be scrambling around for a centre forward with, let's say, you know, Scotty Hogan turns his ankle, Keenan Davis is a young one. With 8 games to go, you're out the centre forward, we'd look ridiculous. So he gives us great experience and a good player, and we'll welcome aboard.
Mm. Time was, Villa's away form was a concern, but you've been to Middlesbrough, Nottingham Forest, Sheffield United, and won 1-0. When little things like that start to happen, you know that there is something going in the right
direction. Well, I just had to see the players celebrate, me staff celebrate, the supporters celebrate, to realise that hopefully we're turning round the negativity of what surrounded the club for a while, because make no doubt it's took a while. But you're right, you know, I've seen the delight of the supporters, the delight of the players, and of course there's nothing quite like a 1-0 win away from home. You're always delighted as a manager with that one. And the first half, I thought Sheffield played very well. You can see why they're at the top end of the league. They're a good side. But second half, I just thought we looked in control, and we looked as if we were a threat every time we had it.
Mm-hmm. There is a danger. There always is a danger, because everybody's expecting you to beat Burton. Eh?
Well, that's always the biggest problem. That's always the biggest problem in football, and people are now saying to Burton. And in my experience, since we've played them, it's never easy. Mm-hmm. I remember playing them in Full House on Boxing Day and scraping over the line last year. Yeah. So it isn't. This is the most important. It's pointless winning the Sheffield if we can't make sure we do it right against Burton tomorrow. So make no mistake, I'll drill that home to them and make sure that we're ready, because this championship, as I keep saying, has no boundaries. Mm-hmm. And whether you're playing the bottom of the league or you're playing the top half of the league, it's difficult. And Burton will always be a difficult game.
Can I ask you about Alan Hutton? There's been some stories this week about his contract not being renewed and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure you've seen.
Well, I think I said to Alan, I have to be honest with Alan, to say, look, at this particular moment where we are, you know, we're not in a position to offer anybody a new contract, because obviously the way the situation with the club is in finances and financial fair play, and I think we all need to know where we are, whether we're within the championship or we're in the Premier League. If we're in the championship, we're going to have to cut our cloth. It's as quite straightforward as that, you know, and without parachute payments. So we understand what's ahead. So I think what we've said is, and I've spoke to the people above me, is we're not in a position to offer anybody new contracts just yet. Alan Hutton has been in a situation where I've been here for 15 months and he's done terrifically well. But, you know, we'll have to look after the club, and sometimes my job is to look after the club too, that let's see where we are and see what happens. It's not the end of the world for Alan Hutton, because I'm no doubt there'll be takers of what we're witnessing and playing like at the moment. And for a 34-year-old, it's quite remarkable his fitness levels and what he trains like every day. And he's probably, if I'm working this out, I bet I've picked him more than anybody else since I've been here. So you don't know how he knows what I think of him, but at this situation and time, we're not in a position to go forward with anything.
Steve, it ain't that long ago you were relying on one person to score your goals. You've got a spread of goals throughout the team now. How pleasing is that?
I think that was important. I think we also knew that Snoddy coming in would give us goals and assists. And the two wide lads in particular, Snodgrass and Adoma, have been the ones. And Hourihan, I think he's got 7 or 8 now and all. So, yes, you're right, Tom. We look a threat. We need now Grealish to come to the party, because I'm sure he's got a goal or two in him too. And I think that was vitally important for us. You know, we missed our centre forward who scored 19, 20 goals for us. But the squad's been able to cope without it.
This season, to use your phrase, squeaky bum time now. What is the difference? What will be the thing that gets you over the line and not somebody else? For example, what does a team need?
Well, I still think with 16 games to go, Tom, it's not quite that yet. But I understand where you're coming from. Look, you have to have a fully fit squad, which we've got at the moment, touch wood. We've got various options. I am hoping that the big club, we're used to handling the atmosphere of what it brings when it comes upon you. And of course, when a big club like this gets a bit of momentum with the support we've got, I seen it the other day where the supporters and the team enjoyed winning. We're hoping that we're huge support and the big atmosphere can take us where we want to get to. It's not a given, but I hope that's the case.
It's all about timing, though, and you're in good form at the right time.
Yeah. Well, we've had as I said to everybody repeatedly, I remember going to Middlesbrough and we're calling up a young kid from the youth team to come and join the bench because we've got 9 people missing, hadn't won for 3 or 4, and all of a sudden it's Armageddon again. And since that day, the squad's been able to get a really good result at Middlesbrough, gone to Sheffield, gone to Nottingham, and won. So very at the right time, we're looking in good shape. That's all we are, because there's still a long way to go. 16 games is it to go, still a lot to play for, and but we're doing okay at the minute.
Obviously, you're a point off second place, and it's a really tight pack at the top.
Yeah.
Have you set your, you know, have you got with the players, have you set targets?
I think all I've said to all season is we have to be there or thereabouts, don't we?
Yeah.
So, you know, the top six of a club of our stature was always going to be the aim, you know. So, you know, that was obviously in my mind. Can we mount a challenge? And then I thought, well, Steve, we have to mount a challenge, you know, otherwise we know what the consequences of that will be. So that was the aim, that a club like this has got to be aiming for the top six. And can we sneak through and get to where we want to get to?
I think just finally for me, the way you've got 3 years of losses, but you've got one of those years, Premier League, that'll go out the window next season. So if you don't go up, the pressure on this club financially is going to be enormous.
Yeah, I don't think there's any secret to that. Without parachute, big parachute payments, them come to an end. So you're right, it's a hugely important time. But at the end of the day, we're Aston Villa, so we'll always have to
put more pressure on you.
Well, of course. I mean, part of my job, I would try to think, is I've got to try and look after the club. I understand. I've known to understand now, really, for the past 12 months of how difficult it is. If you look at what we've done, you know, very quietly, you know, we've built the team really on loans and frees, and how well the loans have done, it just shows you. So, you know, I've been aware how difficult it is, but, you know, next year, if we don't get to the promised land, then it will be a very difficult time. But we're Aston Villa, we have to find a way and have a contingency plan, and the club will move forward again.